Okay, let's unpack this. If you told me 10 years ago that we would be doing a deep dive on casual latex, I would have told you that was, well, an oxymoron of epic proportions.
Totally. Latex has always been so dramatic, so intense. It was for red carpets, high fashion, or very, very specific niche communities.
Right, it was a statement material. It signaled effort, spectacle.
And that signature, blindingly high gloss finish, you had to prepare to wear it.
Absolutely. But we got our hands on this fascinating analysis from the fashion publication Latex 247. It's very recent dated, November 14, 2025. And it basically suggests that latex is staging a major
A
move.
move into the accessible everyday wardrobe.
Exactly. So our mission today is to figure out how this trend, which they've already dubbed casual latex, is pulling off this great fashion contradiction.
And it's not just a styling fluke, It feels more like a cultural redefinition. We've seen the Kardashians wear latex for years, sure, but that was always for formal events.
Formal or business, yeah.
This deep dive points to something different, an intentional strategy to democratize the material by, well, by breaking all the old rules. They're changing its context entirely.
So let's start with the moment this whole thing really caught fire. It's a perfect visual summary of the entire trend.
It was Khloe Kardashian and Kylie Jenner, right?
That's the one. On Khloe's podcast, Khloe in Wonderland, the photo set went viral almost immediately because the juxtaposition was just so shocking.
And if we want to define this visually, the analysis is very, very clear on this. The most crucial element separating casual from couture latex is the finish.
The shine.
It's all about the finish. For the material to feel approachable, less intimidating, it has to lose that high gloss factor. This new wave of pieces is often left unshined.
So it has more of a matte look.
A matte, almost leather-like finish. And that simple change does so much.
It instantly strips away the intensity, right? It makes it feel grounded, like part of a daytime look, not a costume for a night out.
Precisely. The shine is the spectacle. And without the spectacle, it's just another textile. A very form-fitting one, but still a textile.
Okay, so let's get into Chloe's outfit because the analysis singles it out as the blueprint for casual latex. She wore an all-black, form-fitting latex bodysuit.
Right, but it's the construction of that piece that's really the story here.
And the pairing, yeah.
It wasn't designed like some architectural piece of armor.
No.
The designers focused on comfort, on utility.
Which you almost never associate with latex.
Never. The analysis highlights features like unwired cups and adjustable straps. That's the designers literally saying, we are prioritizing ease of movement and fit, not just aesthetics.
They found a way to make the material work with the body.
Instead of forcing the body to conform to the material.
Exactly.
And then came the styling choice that really cemented the whole casual label. She didn't pair it with, I don't know, structured pants or designer blazer.
No, she wore it with sweatpants.
Sweatpants. A set of super comfy sweatpants, and the source specifically notes they were worn low on her hips. Yes. I mean, if you think about fashion post-2020, comfort has just reigned supreme. This outfit is the ultimate expression of that. It blends the comfort mandate with the high fashion statement.
That juxtaposition, the intimidating latex with the ultimate comfort staple, that's the formula.
That is the formula.
The publication makes a point of saying she looked at total ease and comfort. And that phrase, when you apply it to a full latex bodysuit, it just shatters all the old rules.
It suggests the whole difficulty of wearing latex is being solved through smart design and, crucially, smart styling.
And here's where it gets really interesting, because this isn't just one wealthy celebrity playing dress up.
One off, yeah.
This is being recognized as a systemic trend moving into broader pop culture. This idea of combining latex with comfort staples is gaining real traction.
And the authors immediately prove that by moving to a second, very different example, Ella Morgan from MAFS UK.
Right. And she proves that the comfort pairing doesn't just mean sweatpants.
No. She took a high-neck Scarlet Society bodysuit and used it as a foundational layer. She combined it with an iconic gingham blazer and jeans,
So we've moved from athleisure to like traditional business casual.
which confirms the trend's definition. You take the latex piece, you treat it like a simple blouse or a base layer, and you integrate it with staples you already own.
Denim, blazers, whatever, for a multitude of occasions, as the source puts it.
Exactly. The latex piece becomes the statement that elevates the everyday items. The jeans and the blazer anchor the whole outfit in reality, which makes the latex feel like a deliberate style choice, not a costume.
And the industry is fully behind this. I mean, the publication, Latex 247, they're not just reporting on it, they're actively promoting it.
They literally say they are here for that.
Which is so important. That industry support is vital. The community that once guarded the niche status of latex now sees its mainstream potential as a sign of growth.
They see it as proof that latex fashion is viable for a wider market and, you know, actually comfortable enough for daily wear.
It even changes the kinds of articles they're publishing. You see other pieces mentioned, like Dawn Till Dusk in latex or must-see tips for wearing latex in summer.
Wow. If you're giving people advice on how to wear something all day or in the heat, you are fundamentally treating it as a standard garment material, like silk or linen.
It's a huge signal. The fashion world is ready to shed that exclusivity.
So if we step back for a second, what are the broader implications here? What does it mean for fashion as a whole if latex can successfully go casual?
I mean, the biggest thing is just lowering the barrier to entry, right?
Massively.
Yeah.
Almost immediately. Think about the perceived cost, the confidence you needed, the styling difficulty. Mm-hmm. By framing it as casual, designers are tackling all three of those at once.
It makes the statement piece feel so much lower risk. You can buy the cool bodysuit, but you immediately know how to make it feel safe and familiar. You just throw on your favorite denim jacket.
Or those cozy jogger you haven't taken off since the pandemic.
Exactly. But there's another layer here, the financial one.
If the material goes from niche couture to ready-to-wear staples, it opens up a huge new market for designers who specialize in it. Brands like Libidex or Ardor Latex that the source mentions.
That's a critical point. So this shift isn't happening in a vacuum. There's a whole industry infrastructure there ready to support it.
They have the technology. They just needed the cultural permission, really, to apply it to comfort pieces. Mm-hmm. And celebrity influence gave them that permission.
So to quickly recap for everyone listening, what you now know is that casual latex is defined by two key things. First, the move to a matte finish to reduce the spectacle.
And second, that intentional pairing of the latex piece with high comfort, traditional staples. Think sweatpants, think jeans.
And the styling choice, which is being driven by some major influencers, signifies a huge shift in fashion accessibility. It's proving that structure and statement don't have to mean restriction and discomfort.
The industry is betting that if you feel comfortable, you'll adopt the material. Simple as that.
And that leads us to our final provocative thought, which kind of pushes this trend to its logical extreme. If these design innovations, like unwired cups, adjustable straps, are really working.
And if people are confidently pairing latex with their absolute highest comfort clothes.
What does that mean for the future of everyday textiles?
Right. If designers have genuinely cracked the code on making latex flexible, breathable, and easy to wear all day, it raises a really important question.
Mm-hmm. Could this durable, form-fitting material actually start replacing traditional fabrics in categories that we currently define strictly by comfort?
Will your next favorite t-shirt, or maybe your most beloved pair of high-stretch leggings, be made of some new ultra-matte latex composite?
If the perception of a material can change this fast, it makes you wonder how many other niche fashion elements are just one styling choice away from invading your mainstream wardrobe. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.